Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Robert Childs, Chancellor of the iCollege at the National Defense University. So, Bob, setting the strategic course for NDU's iCollege, you have significantly increased the reach and impact of the institution, that goes without saying. I'd like to explore your strategic vision that you have for the iCollege. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, I'd like to go back to 2008, which was a critical point in our time. We sat down and we said, what has been going on at the college? Because we all get wrapped up in Operation Tempo and everything, and you're making decisions and doing things and offering courses and processing students. And we sat back and we reflected on what we were actually doing. And we were actually doing more than just educating. Mm-hmm. We were informing people and we were connecting. So we decided, okay, we literally brought out a map. And I was reminded the other day, I called a meeting of a few of my strategic thinkers. And they said, Bob, do you remember in 2008 when you pulled out a map and you pointed to it and you said, we're going to be on every continent within the next 5 years? And I did say that, but I said, let's leave out Antarctica because there's not a lot there. So we actually started that. And we talked about this before. A number of our students, our international students, and even our U.S. students that were stationed around the world had said, you have to go out and get to leaders above our level. We think it's important, but you have to get to our leaders. And we decided that those people were not going to come to a course. And maybe we could even influence them to send more people to courses if we got out. So literally, we went around the world. And you know that story. Yes. We went to Singapore. We went to Dubai. We went to London. And what we started doing with this concept of being the global hub for educating, informing, and connecting information age leaders, you got to go out and talk to these people. Mm-hmm. We did a number of things. We started teaching it in Sweden at the War College. We developed a cyber reference curriculum for the war colleges or the defense colleges in NATO, and that was presented last year. So we gathered all this information, and it went right into our courses, lessons learned and everything like that. What's the strategy going forward? Well, we have to get through the Hunger Games first, and that is where we are today. It's rather interesting. I don't want to say decisions are being made without strategy in mind, but a lot of times we're getting the low-hanging fruit without a thought to what the strategy could be. That's dangerous because what you have to do is you have to look at the future trends and position yourself, as we've said, but you have to take a look at the resources that you have and shape your vision that way. We literally set goals, we set deadlines, and then we met those deadlines. We went after them. We measured what we could do.
I did want to talk to you about the master's degree program.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about what prompted you to pursue that? And more importantly, Bob, are you folks going to expand on that?
The master's program today has about 300 people enrolled in it. Wow. We have 50-plus graduates. We just had the third class graduate. The program's growing. It's a government-focused leadership program, which makes it unique. And like I said, all the background and everything of the connections that we have, the people we have, and the people we bring in make it a very, very unique program. It's unique in the world, not just in Washington or in the country, in the world. We have people from all over the world that are continuously calling me wanting to do that. Well, anyway, number one, we're focused on quality in that program. Sure. So when you talk about expansion, the numbers are expanding, and you can specialize within that program.
You have concentrations.
We have concentrations, okay. And cyber is becoming large. It's actually small, the number of people enrolled now, but when you take a look at it, how many people have masters in cyber today?
You've always been ahead of the curve, I think, in the way you've looked at it.
Yeah. Now, there's another thing going on. Like, we do work with U.S. Cyber Command now, but basically, Cyber Command is focused on network security and those type of things. So they come to our labs for that part of their instruction. The bigger part of what we do is the whole of cyber. And the whole of cyber, to me, is the policy implementation, governance, law, privacy strategies, tools, private-public partnerships, all that. Now, we do have one program that we're working with the National Intelligence University for a cooperative master's degree.
When we talk about cyber, sometimes the layperson thinks that cyber is only about security. But it's more than that. And you point that out in a couple of interviews. You pointed that out. I would like to talk to you about what you're doing in the area of cyber leadership, the Cyber Beacon, and why is it so important?
Okay. I think it's important. And you can go to a whole number of quotes if you want to. Keith Alexander has recently said, we have the greatest transfer of wealth in history going on. I had Deutsche Bank in visiting us. And they have people all over the world. They're senior executives all over the world, Malaysia, Indonesia, London, U.S. And they're very concerned about this, okay? Of course, they have compliance concerns. As I said, we've had Lockheed and Northrop, and we've had UAE, and we've had South Korea and Japan coming in. Everybody is concerned about this. It's a global problem. And we've been very fortunate at NDU. We've had General Cartwright in to speak on this, and we had Secretary Lin when he announced the first U.S. policy. They did these at National Defense University. It seems to be a forum that people can get national policy out. And President Obama speaks there quite frequently and puts his policies out. Well, anyway, the cyber area, when you take a look at the world today, and I like to put things in boxes. Sometimes it helps a little bit. But you look at the digitization of our lives, our work lives and our private lives. Okay, Facebook, social. Okay, LinkedIn, professional. eBay, Amazon, buying. Google, search. Everything's digitized, okay? And we're moving more and more in that direction. I have eight pages of passwords of things that I have, okay? And you got to change those. Some of those you got to change all the time. And so I have a set at work and a set at home if I have to do things. Eight pages, okay? Anyway, you have to protect this stuff. But at the same time, look at what we can do. We can do everything. I don't have to go to the bank anymore. I don't have to do anything that way. You can do everything over the internet. We do business over the internet. I collaborate with people all over the world over the internet. So as Dave Winogrand used to say all the time, we need secure collaboration. The two have to go together. Yeah. So anyway, you have to get into all the different elements of this. And that's the problem and the challenge today. Every organization, not defense, not security, every organization
private sector
has
and
to be
public.
And you do, yeah. And I do, yeah, right, at home.
What did you do with the Cyber Beacon? How did that kind of help your efforts?
Cyber Beacon was a strategy. My feeling on things is sometimes you have to rally around things and pull things together. And times were hard. We weren't doing outreach. So I said, how can I get people together to talk about a topic without me calling 40 people up individually and talking to them? How can I get a synergy going? So about 9 months ago, we thought, let's do something called Cyber Beacon. And actually, I even imaged this thing. You have a beacon that's showing light on things, and you have ones and zeros out there. So we pulled people together and we said, okay, number one, we just don't want to talk about things. We want to talk about cyber leadership education. We want to look at what's going on. And we ran into a study that was fascinating. It's called One Leader at a Time. And it was a Pell study that was done by Francesca Spitaleri. And that was out of the Pell Center. And she says, one leader at a time, the failure to educate future leaders for an age of persistent cyber threat. And what she does, she takes a look at all the different elements, and on a Likert scale, she looks at all the top master's level institutions across the country, and she rates them on, do they have cyber law? Do they cover privacy? Do they cover compliance? Do they cover policy? And that's not to say one school or another school is not good, because some are extremely good in some areas, but they don't cover other areas. There's nothing wrong with that. And she rated the schools. And two schools came out 3.5 or better. Georgetown, their Foreign Institute came out there. And the other one was Carnegie Mellon, the Heinz Business School up there. They were the only ones on a four-point Likert scale. Then she just, 30 July was supposed to be the release date. Joint Professional Military Education Institutions in an Age of Cyber Threats. And she goes out and she took a look at all the military schools that once again, the Army War College, the National War College, things like that. And the National Defense University Eye College, our school, was the only one that was rated 3.5. So we felt very, very good about it. So Cyber Beacon, the intent was to bring people together to determine what should go into a cyber education and the current status of education. And what I wanted to do was benchmark what we had. So we didn't talk about ours. We talked about how we'd put it together. Okay. And I gave about 15 minutes introduction. Then I said, that's the last you're going to hear about us. We want to hear what everybody else thinks is going on.
Well, Bob, you know, we talked about cyber. We talked about the master's program. I'm wondering, how critical is it for the future national security leader to understand information strategies and related technologies? And more particular, getting back to your curricula, how do programs like the Government Strategic Leadership Program or the Advanced Management Program factor into doing this?
Okay. I think it's an area, as I've just said, it's pervasive across the government. Everything we do, and as we move more and more toward more collaboration, which sequestration and budget cutting is going to lead to, there's going to be more sharing that goes on. There's going to be more network security needed. Mm-hmm. There's more the Air Force under Terry Takai has come up with the Joint Information Environment that we're going to have to operate in. And there's different levels, and people have to understand this. If they can't understand it, they can't make decisions. And a lot of it has to do with the culture of an organization, how you access information, how you analyze information, how you share information. And all leaders have to know this. And that's the one thing we're focused on. I guess the best example I could use is Steve Cooper. We invited him in for a luncheon, and he was asked what he thought of it by the team. And he said, hey, I serve as an adjunct and speak at a lot of colleges. He said, I'm here today taking courses. I come back to the Eye College when I want to know what's going on and what I need to know. So I think the program we have is so unique because it is whole of government approach. And I think that's the way we have to approach everything. Now, we can no longer be DOD. We can't be State Department. It's got to be whole of government. So I think that's one of the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. And these programs shape leaders that are going to deal with that.
There's no one else really that matches what we do. I'm looking. I'm trying to get ideas from everywhere. And any of your listeners that are listening, call me and help me because that was the purpose of Cyber Beacon. Tell us what we're not doing that we should be doing.
How is the National Defense University's iCollege continuing to enhance its global connections? We will ask Dr. Robert Childs, Chancellor of the iCollege at the National Defense University, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.